You're listening to the Local Open Mic Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Heath, and today we talk with Taryn LaRange. When last we spoke with her, it was January 14th of 2021. So it's been a long time, and this is her update interview. Remember, she's a talented singer-songwriter with an amazing heart for writing songs that convey empathy, understanding, and healing. A lot has happened in her life. We're going to get all the straight scoop on it. So let's get right to talking with Taryn. And we have here with us today Taryn LaRange, and we're doing our update. It's been quite some time, hasn't it?
Yeah, over a year.
Yeah, it has. It has. You know, and just for a refresher for anybody listening, Taryn, you were the first one to actually reach out and say, hey, I want to be interviewed.
Yeah. I believe I did.
Contact. And the thing is that I had that on my website, right? So that also told me that you read the website, because mm-hmm. I don't think I had that anywhere else at the time. So, hey, I give you mad props all the time. And it's only happened since you, it's only happened two other times where somebody has reached out to me on another platform to be interviewed. And they turned out to be wonderful interviews also. So, but hey, you've had a busy year. I've been keeping up with you, and you've just been mad busy.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of writing, and I got so into the songwriting that I decided to take a little break from Vancouver and go do a bit more songwriting in Los Angeles. So I'm right now in Los Angeles doing more songwriting, and I guess trying to find the right song, trying to write the right song.
Your original music from the first interview is just really very good.
Thanks.
I have it. I even have it on my phone to listen to.
Well, I think you're going to love the new stuff because it's much different.
Yeah. So now that new project you have going, it's a trio called the Act Americana. Tell us about that.
So we have been putting out songs every 4 months with that project. We did one song called A Whole Lot of Living. So it's kind of Americana bluesy. And then our latest song that we just are putting out is called True North. And then we're putting an EP of four songs out pretty soon here. And the EP is called True North, like the Act Americana Trio True North EP. And we'll be promoting that EP with a publicist starting like next week. And then the EP comes out on the 25th of March, officially. And then we'll some of the songs on the EP that were released prior to the EP's release are on radio in Canada.
Well, that's exciting.
So yeah, that is kind of cool. And then of course, yeah. And then, but we have to do a bit more marketing of the EP. And then I guess we're still writing songs every week.
Is the song in Canada that's going, which one is it?
Whole Lot of Living, and there's another one called Nothing You Can Do About It.
Okay, and is that playing on the West Coast where I am?
Yeah, it should be. Like, it's playing definitely on the East Coast with Aaron Radio in Toronto. I think it's been getting a little bit of airplay out of Seattle on the University.
University of Washington?
Yeah, University of Washington. And then
UW.
Yeah.
Well, they don't say it that way, Taryn.
Oh, how do they say it?
They say the UW.
The UW.
If you're gonna talk, you either say University of Washington or you say the UW.
Yeah.
Spent lots of years growing up there, so.
That's cool. Yeah. So that was kind of nice that they're playing it. And then there's other stations I just can't really remember off the top of my head, but yeah. And then the pub, when we do the marketing campaign and the official launch, we'll get some more going too.
So now you said you have four songs now, or just three and you're working on a fourth?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have more than that? You're just not ready to put those out?
Yeah, we have, with the trio group, we have, I don't know, we've probably written about 20, but we're only putting out four so far. I think they're kind of our best ones.
Do you have a catalog of like cover songs you do also, so that if you were to be booked for a a gig, like a, you know, a warm-up act for somebody else or a small club, you could do it?
Definitely. I'm kind of doing this Bob Dylan cover song thing.
Woohoo!
It always made me go, oh, that's a great idea, when Tori Amos released an album of Bob Dylan cover songs.
Yeah.
So I like to do his songs, not all of his songs, but the ones I love. I love to do those as like a cover. I just sing in my own voice, but I kind of try and emulate his simplicity, like of playing style.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Which I love. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So,
I mean, I know everybody says he doesn't have a great voice, but it's likable though. You know, there's something, I don't know. I think it's his lyrics are just so amazing that it doesn't really matter.
I mean, there's a few other artists that have equally bad voices. Don't get me wrong, but there's something about them that people just discard convention and say, you know, we like what he brings to the table. So anyway, you're doing some Bob Dylan covers and stuff. And have you guys done a gig outside of just practicing?
Yeah, we've done a bunch of gigs like in Vancouver, our hometown. And then we're open to doing more, I guess, once this EP comes out. And then the big goal is just that we keep writing songs, and we're kind of always looking to write a hit song, I guess, or you know, a song that has really broad appeal. And
well, the songs I heard are very appealing, and anybody that wants to harken back to some of those early 70s sounds, you guys nail it. Totally nail it.
Oh, wow, thanks. That's quite so nice.
And you know, at some point, you know, I'm going to want to do some sort of an interview with you guys so that we can play the music.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, maybe when the EP is officially launched in at the end of March, maybe we can line something up for April or something like that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so that just sounds absolutely wonderful. So what else has been going on in the last year? You're down in the LA area right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm down in the LA area, and I am co-writing with Val Garay and his writing partner. The three of us have been writing since January, and it's been going really well, which is cool. Yeah, Nick Tenbroke is his partner's writing partner, and they've been working together for, Nick and Val have been working together for 20 years.
Yeah, and you were telling me earlier, this is before we started actually recording and committing it to tape, that Val had a hand in a studio in recording Blue Bayou.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, he did the original. He has a gold, like, record for that track.
I would think that would be platinum, not just
or
gold.
Maybe it's platinum. I just...
That song is huge. It's,
yeah.
It's a signature song for Linda. She, by the way, is living down in the Tucson area.
Yeah.
She's lived there for years. How's L.A. been to you?
Pretty good. It's crazy big, though. Like, it's crazy big.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not used to it.
Yeah. What part of L.A. are you in?
I'm in Woodland Hills right now.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, like, the highway is no joke, you know? 405, gazillion lanes of traffic, and I've been getting lost even with my GPS on. The other day I went to a meeting and then I got lost on my way home, and it took me like 3 hours to get home. Maybe even, no, about 3 hours.
In what felt like 3 hours.
What felt like 3 hours, exactly.
So going forward, what else is going on for you? I mean, we've got the EP, you're planning on doing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else coming up that your fans are going to want to know about?
Well, the EP releases March 25th. I'm just recording about 6 new songs in the studio with Val and Nick. And I don't know when I'm going to put those out, but so they can stay tuned for those new songs. I might put out some little demos of them just to kind of leak out an example of what I've been working on without releasing them officially. But there's new material coming for both my trio and my solo project. So that's
See, now there's another opportunity for an interview and doing songs. So we'll just put a button in that one and we'll come back.
Yeah. No, totally.
I really appreciate you being here with us and getting this update.
This is awesome.
This is exactly the kind of thing we like to hear from our alumni, as I now refer to everybody who's been on local open mic. It's just been great. I always look forward to hearing any newsy stuff I can see on your social media about you. I follow you, and I sometimes put links in on the local open mic Facebook page to some of your stuff when I can.
Oh, thanks.
So thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I love what you're doing on the show, and I'll be sure to post this interview and spread the news about your show, because it's just awesome.
Okay.
I'll share it across with all my songwriting friends across the country too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm always looking for talent, whether they are well-known or yet to be discovered to interview. I find that I really like talking with singer-songwriters. The stories are different in most cases than you get from people that are co-writers.
Right.
Because it's just a different dynamic, and you know, it's not shading the co-writing, because amazing songs come out of that too. Just the stories behind them are different. Anyway, we've said it already. Thanks for being with us, and we will catch up with you after some of these releases.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Tim. That sounds lovely.
Okay.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was wonderful catching up with Taryn LaRange. I'm sure you got some good information. We'll have all our contact information in the show notes and a direct link to her episode, so that if you decide from this update you want to start listening and finding out more, you can do so. For Local Open Mic, I'm your host, Tim Heath. Remember, get up on the stage, step up to that microphone. The world is listening.